This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, December 29, A Tale of Two Families. Dear friends, the Herod family was dysfunctional to say the least. Even before the slaughter of the innocents, their vices had the makings of a grisly A&E miniseries. Regeticide, patricide, fratricide, exoricide, facilitide, and now infanticide. They did them all, killing rivals, fathers, brothers, wives, children. You see, it was all in a day's work, and in between they were into double-barreled incest, with Herodias and Salome covering up the crime by beheading John the Baptist. But all of this was merely par for the course in the days of Caligula and Tiberius. What sets the Herodian clan apart was their serial betrayal of God and his chosen people. The self-proclaimed King of the Jews was in fact Rome's lapdog, and worse, Herod was an eager and willing instrument of oppression and sacrilege. And to mask his powerless puppet status, he went on a building binge of tombs and temples, fortresses and palaces, all supported by outrageous taxes that ground God's people into the dust. That was the Herod family paradigm, power and pleasure at any cost. The chosen people of God, you see, they were there to be used, abused, and ultimately betrayed. Whatever it took to get to the next bauble, to feel the next thrill, to curry Rome's favor. And then there was the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And the contrast could not be greater. Giving rather than taking. Loving rather than lusting. The Blessed Mother Mary, whose soul magnified the Lord, gave herself to God as an instrument of our salvation. The righteous, faithful Joseph lived to serve. He gave God his unquestioning obedience in the face of danger and hardship. And finally, what greater contrast than Jesus Christ, God and man? He had it all and gave it all in loving obedience to the Father. And so we have the example of two entirely different families in this week's Gospel. The family of Herod wants all of life's goodies, and they'll do anything to get them and to keep them. Which family do we follow? For most of us, I suspect the answer is a hybrid. We profess the Holy Family as our ideal, but as a matter of expediency, at times, there's more than a little Herod in our homes than we care to admit. That doesn't mean patricide and all the rest, but it does come down to a question of priorities. Do we live to serve or to be served? Are we givers or takers? Do we live to glorify God or satisfy the Almighty Me? These are questions for which God will hold each one of us individually responsible. But the answers do not spring up spontaneously from the void. They're shaped in the context of loving Christian, and that means actively Christ-centered families. You see, they're a sacred legacy of family values held in trust to be passed down lovingly to successive generations. They're fostered in energized evangelical parish families who live constantly and consciously in the love of Christ. And so we pray on this feast of the Holy Family that we will stand with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and that we'll answer with Joshua, "Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." This has been Father Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.